This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, tis the time of year with Halloween just around the corner. Dan Bartram in here from the Sutherland Downtown Development Group. You guys have a couple things going on, including the Trunk or Treat. Tell us about that.
That's a great gathering. We're going to close off Central for three blocks. We're going to have local businesses, actually businesses from Roseburg, Sutherland, and areas around. They're going to put up pop-up tents. People that have storefronts will be using the storefronts, and we're going to have a little trunk or treat on three blocks.
And when is that happening?
That will be Saturday the 26th from 4 until 6.
So just a couple of days away. I'm guessing that you're probably encouraging costumes.
Costumes are always appreciated. Love to see the kids out there in costumes. We also have a scarecrow contest that the local businesses will be building scarecrows, and you get to vote for your favorite scarecrow, and the winner will be posted.
And I understand, I mean, you got some other things going on, like dancing witches?
We have dancing witches. The Roseburg Dancing Witches will be part of us. They'll be doing a little flash mob down the center of the streets at certain times. We have a haunted house this year.
Yeah, tell us about the haunted house.
This is going to be a good one. At 103 West Central, we have a haunted house that's going to run from 4 until 8 on the 26th. And then on the 30th, we'll be there from 1 until 8.
And so just how expansive is this haunted house?
It's actually 2,500 square feet, and it's open, and it's only donations are accepted. So there's not an admission fee, but donations are greatly appreciated.
And is this all put together and ready to go?
It is ready. Actually, they're doing a dry run Friday night, so I'm going to have my kids go through it, take a little look-see, and see what they think. But they say they're ready.
Wow. Now, and this is right on, you said right on Central, right?
Right on Central. It's in the old bank building, pretty much the corner of State and Central.
And first time you've done that one?
Very first time. We've talked about it as a group for a long time, trying to incorporate a haunted house somehow. And this one just kind of fell into our laps, and we're going to keep it going, I hope.
So just a couple of nights there, but not on Halloween, because people will be out doing other things.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, and you said there's no admission for that, right?
No admission, just donations.
So all of this, it's amazing that here we are with Halloween just a few days away. It doesn't seem possible.
This one sprung up on a quick. We were here just kind of thinking and planning. All of a sudden, it's here. Obviously, we're a little bit early because if we wanted to put on a Saturday, you know, on the weekend and not have it on Halloween. So that pushes us a little bit early, but we're ready.
And I know it is a little tricky when you're doing these extra events around Halloween, because to do it the next Saturday, you've kind of lost the momentum of Halloween.
100%. But like I said, everybody's jumped on board. We've got more people that are having pop-ups and are being involved, so there should be lots and lots of candy and spookiness going around.
And you mentioned even some folks from Roseburg.
Yeah, actually, we have a couple, like Cascade Storage is going to be out there, has a booth popped up. Other businesses are popping up also.
And talk about what Sutherland Downtown Development is, what it's all about.
You know, we're part of the Oregon Main Street Project, and we work on beautifying downtown Sutherland. So the baskets that are hanging from the from the signs, the Hometown Hero banners, all of that is part of what we provide to downtown.
And a lot going on out in Sutherland these days. It seems like it's kind of the happening place.
We like to think so. With everything that happens during the summertime, from Music Off Central to the Throwdown to Blackberry, it bleeds over into the Trunk or Treat, the Lighttown Parade. Yes, there's a lot going on.
And, of course, Ford's Pond is getting so much attention right now.
Yeah, that's a great place to be. They've done a tremendous job out there developing that area and just making it family-friendly. I remember growing up there and just going out fishing with my dad. Very underdeveloped, but now it's just beautiful.
And I did a walk around there several weeks ago, and it was interesting running into some people who go out there every single day.
Every single day. Bird watching is huge out there right now. And they're drawing people, because the Tesla station is right there, so it's just a quick little jaunt down the road. So they're doing a great job of promoting that and getting people out from out of the area to come over.
All right, so a lot going on out in Sutherland. Again, tell us for the Trunk or Treat, when and where?
Again, Saturday the 26th from 4 to 6. Haunted house will go from 4 until 8 o'clock.
And for the, you just said the haunted house from 4 to 8 o'clock. And you guys have a website and Facebook page, right?
We have Facebook. Sutherland Downtown Development has a Facebook page.
All right, very good. Anything else?
Go Ducks.
All right. Well, that's always appropriate to say here on the radio station that is the home of the Ducks. So a good touch there. All right, Dan Bartram, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 in the morning report.